So what Kuti Eitz is, we're talking about food, achila. A lot of your tests. Ikra achila, the main eating, he bishvil beruah, is in order to make clarifications and separations, to separate the good from the bad. Teshisvara ha-maychal v'yanase menu Imri Shafer. We want to make Imri Shafer words. We want to make beautiful words. Why? We want to be able to eat the shehim ha-brachas. These are the brachas. The brachas we make on the food, and we daven and learn to serve Hashem with the strength from the food. So we want to eat the food. What do we want to get from the food? We want to get strength to serve Hashem. So we're taking something physical. We want to get from it strength to serve Hashem. We want to make a bracha on it and strength to serve Hashem. And this is what a person has to have in mind when he's eating. I'm eating in order to have strength to serve Hashem. Bring out whatever good I can bring out from the food. And then the food is the aspect of Ktaris. And instead, well, we know Ktaris brings to Simcha. Right? Nahum says one of the schools to be with Simcha is to try to say Ktaris with Kavanah. You know, say Pitama Ktaris with Kavanah. Because the Ktaris brings to Simcha. And then a person makes a crown of kindness and mercy for the Melech Shlomo. Like it says, the Pasuk says, and then a person is Zechat Parnasa Benach. If you want Parnasa, if we eat properly, that's a school to get parnasa. So I try to eat properly with the attention that I'm eating so I can make a bracha. I'm eating so I can have strength to daven and to learn, to say words of kedusha. Then, this eventually causes us the simcha and also to have parnasa binaka. So through eating, when we eat more, we get more money. So we can eat. So eat, and that's how it gives us. Through eating, the Ben Ishchai also says benching also is a big bracha for Parnassa. To branch properly brings Parnassa.
Ben Ishchai
was starting to. It's very long. Oh. Every Jew, even a big tzaddik, he has to have some pain every day. Every person has to have some pain every day. Some type of pain, some level. And the more das you have, the more pain you have. You have to have. Does it make sense? You can look in the Kuturan, the second part, Torah Ayin Zayin, Torah 77. You can look over there to understand, try to understand why. But the more das the person has, the more tzaddik they have. However, you're not stuck. Are you happy you don't have so much das? You're happy you don't have so much das? You're happy you don't have so much das? Right, you don't have so much pain.
You have so much pain.
Someone has so much pain without having so much das.
That's why you get older, you get more das, you get more tzar.
Yes, there's your das, yes, machayv. The more das you have, the more pain you have. But, however, you don't have to have the pain. If you just go with the sizzy up here, you don't have to. Ayitei achila b'kedusha, through eating with kedusha, with your shemayim, this sweet is the tzar, that the tzar shouldn't overcome and overpower the person. So there is a way out. Even though you have more das, and the chayr, you're more chachma, it has to be more yira, and it's to come then, you have to have more tzar. But it doesn't have to be like that. If we eat properly, this could help us, that it could sweeten the tzar. So it's kedai to eat properly, try to eat the right brachas, try to eat slowly, try to down a little bit before we eat, vizecha, to eat properly. Eat 60 seconds before, ask Hashem, help us, vizecha, to eat properly. This Klai Yisrael is similar to a walnut. Klai Yisrael like a walnut. Klai Yisrael like a walnut. And just like a walnut, you shave it off. You shave it. I'm not sure how the process works. So you shave it down, and then it grows back even better. I'm not sure which part of the process in the walnut. So do the Jewish people. We shave down from our money, and we give it to Talmid Chacham who are learning Torah, will get more money in this world out of the next world. Not only that, it's considered that you learned the Torah. In Shemayim, you say, oh, you helped this guy learn Torah, you gave him money. It's as if you learned the Torah. Like I said, the Gemara Seder says, it was Shimon, the brother of Azariah. And also, we know that this famous Yisachar and Zvulun, And it says that Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah say the name of Rav Chiya bar Abba. Kadosh Baruch Hu was to make shades and canopies for those who do mitzvahs, those who help the people learn, right next to those who will learn Torah and Gan Eden. So if you have one guy who learns his whole life, and you have the other person who helped him and gave him money, you're going to be sitting next to him. There's going to be a canopy of the supporters of Torah next to the other guys, next to the Chama learning Torah. And it brings the Rav Sukkah from it. It says also that what the Pasuk says, V'lozvulun amar svach zvulun b'seisecha v'yisachar v'elachas. The question is, who's greater, Yisachar or Zvulun? Yisachar sat there learning Torah the whole time, right? Zvulun was busy on the boat doing, making business. So who's better? Who's more important? Yisachar or Zvulun? Seemingly, Yisachar is more important. They're the ones sitting and learning the Torah. So why does the Pasuk put Zvulun first? It says, since Zvulun, They weren't able to be at home. They had to go on business trips. But they were doing business. But then they fed Yisachar on it, and they gave Yisachar for the hard work. Therefore the Pasuk says, it mentions them first. Smach Zvulun B'Seisecha. Also in this world, a person not going to lose anything. Like the Medrash says, it says, Ki Ner Mitzvah. What does the Pasuk say? Ki Ner Mitzvah? V'tar Ar. Something. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'tar Ar. It says, the Ner is the Mitzvah. And the candle, the mitzvahs are the candle, and the light is the Torah. Now when a person does a mitzvah, it's they're lighting a ner in front of Hashem. And he's actually giving himself life, like it says, ner Hashem nishmasad. So what does it mean, Torah are? A person many times wants to do a mitzvah. The Yitzhara tells him, why should the mitzvah, you lose money? He said, before you give other people, give your own children. His wife says, no, give it for the mitzvah. He said, look what it says, ki ner mitzvah. It's like the ner, when you light, it's ner, right? Ner le'echa, ner le'elef. You can have a candle just for one person. And if 1,000 people take a fire from that candle, you're not losing out. Correct? You don't lose from your candle. So too, if you give money for a mitzvah, you're not going to lose your money. Like it says, ki ner mitzvah etar, which means you're never going to lose. It's like a candle. It doesn't matter how many people take from my fire still remains. Also by mitzvah, when you help other people in a way of a mitzvah, you'll never lose out. The Medrash says in Parashat Tzav, never lose by giving other people. Why? Good. And welcome to our Shiur on Gemara. The Holy Hand David, Beit Zed of Zayin Amud Aleph 7a. Talmud Bavli. Five lines. We're holding down 5 lines down in the wide lines. Gufa. Gufa, we mentioned earlier. Hashagel is a Tarnagoylus. One who shechts a Tarnagoylus. It's still a Tarnagoylus. Umaza a basin of words. You find this side. Full eggs, complete eggs. Mutaras la'achla b'chala. You're allowed to eat these eggs with milk. These eggs, even though we're going to say in a second, they're still connected to the sinews, right? Still, since they're in a form that's already completed, which Rashi told us on Vala Beis, they already have all the yellow, at least it's in that stage, therefore they're their own entity, you're allowed to eat them with milk.
So again, the yolk is completed.
The yolk is completed, right? That's what Rashi said on Vavad Beis. The yolk is. So, Hashara Tanakhil, so Mazah Beis and Gemurus, Mutaris, Tanakhil, Makhala, Tanakhil, says, Rabbana, say, you're allowed to eat it with milk. These, it's their own entity, they're par, you're allowed to eat it with milk. Rabbi Yaakov says, Im Hayu Ma'uris Begidin, if they were connected to the tissue, in the sinew still, Asuras, then they're usher, because they're considered, how Allah would be considered meat. And therefore, it's usher to eat it with milk. Man tan Allah, who is the tan of the fowl of this of the following brisa? The Tanu Rabbanan, ha'oichel min nevelas of tahar, one who eats from the carcass of a bird that was pure. Right? We learned yesterday the only time you become tam is if you eat for the meat or something that's edible, not if you eat something which is not edible. So if you eat min ashalol shel habetzin, less you ate from the eggs with the ovaries, that's what Rashi explains. Or minha atzamais, from the bones. Minha kidim, for the sinews, and we go to sheet of the holes, they have no taste, so it's not considered meat. Or minha basar shenitlash minha chai, or for the meat that was pulled off, it was disconnected already from the animal is still alive, so it's not considered nevela. Tar, you're pure. You're not allowed to eat such a thing, but you don't get the tumma someone eats for eating a nevela. You're not allowed to eat nevela. It's still usher to eat it. Right? However, you don't become tummy. You don't become tummy. Right? If someone eats nevela, but amazing, they get karis. Over here.
Why aren't bones considered meat because they have the taste of meat?
That's a good question. I don't know what to say because of the marrow.
The marrow, yeah.
I don't know. The mice over here. Good question.
These are like very young, soft, immature bones.
Sounds delicious.
Young, soft, immature bones. And you ate it from a nevela. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. I ain't chulin. I'm chulin as Hashem. What? I don't know why. At some point, we're saying one of the four cases that are not metamayu, because it's not like you ate the meat of the bird, is the bones. So he's asking, sometimes the bones have marrow in them. I don't know how much bones chicken has. Chicken has a lot of, I don't know how good it is.
Yeah, you cook chicken soup with bones.
I say chicken, except for the...
Yeah. Before, we're dealing with a fully grown chicken also, I think, in this case.
Right, the chicken could be full of
meat. So why the bones would not be metamayu?
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't know. He's saying, why is it not considered meat? There's marrow inside. For some reason, we're saying the bones don't have halacha meat.
Marrow is not considered meat. For some purposes.
Right, so why not? The heart's edible.
Here is the reason of Ribnesha, a non ikar hanavela.
It's not the main part. But they say, who's it from? They say who's from?
It says it's the Rama. Shar Avot.
Oh, fine. The Rama says, fine, very good. He's saying it's not the main part. It's happens to be a small part of it, but he's saying also, he's saying more. He's saying that the only chai for, he's not just saying things that are edible, that are meat, yichai. He's saying the main parts of the animal, when you eat them, yichai are an important part. So it has to be an important part. And also, obviously, it's edible. It has to have some importance to it. Fine, very good. It's good? It's in the Rambam, Shkech. Fine. When I give it, fine. Very good. So those are the first four cases when you eat it. You're not really eating for the meat when it's not considered meat or it's not important. Therefore, you're going to still remain pure. However, what's the other four cases? Eshkol shal beitzim. Let's eat the ovaries themselves, which are considered meat. That's like a piece of the meat. Mina korkuban, from the crop, from the gizzards. Ubnei ma'ayin, the third case is for the stomach, the intestines. Or interesting case, shehimcha esachel v'gam, or you heated up the chel, the fat, and you drank it. All these cases, consider you ate an edible part, an important part of the ana of the bird, and therefore you become tummy. Therefore you're going to be tummy. Let's see Rashi. Ma'ur is beginning. It's right, of course, when we started the Gemara Gufa. Right, the Rashi, right, of course, are five lines down, the wide lines. The Gemara, right, of course, is Rashi Ma'uris. Right, we said that the eggs are Ma'uris begiven. Ma'uris means, Mechubaris means they're attached. They're still attached to the sinews. And Rabbi Yaakov said over there that it's considered meat. So if you have a nevelas oif tahar, but if you have a nevela of a pure part, the halacha is metamah ha'oichla, the one who eats it becomes tummy. Latame begadim shulavish. It makes his clothing that he's wearing tummy. Pishas bali asma. Specifically, what he swallows. For nevela, you're only chayim. In this case, where you become tummy only once you swallow it, not from touching it or carrying. For elo tumas mago umas does not have the regular tumah of touching or carrying. Vesachas nidim. Vesachas nidim. Yafidelo. We learn it out. Because how do we know you chayim only once you eat it? The pasuk says over there, "Va'oichel echad min advarim halalu mimena." So necessarily, you have to eat it. If you eat one of them, that's when you become tummy, but not from touching it. Only once you eat it. Fine. So we said, one of the cases that you chayiv, you become tummy if you eat it. Mina shalol shabetin. So Rashi says, what does it mean? It means that the eggs in the ovaries, which means you ate the eggs in the ovaries while it was still embedded in the ovaries. Chin kvushin, kvushin like they're captured or shlulin. I don't know how shlulin, what the exact translation of shlulin is.
Ooh.
Could be hanging, maybe. Or tied. Rashi is going to bring the Rashi later. Shalom means more like tied. Shalom is like a chain. Yeah, Rashi later, it's more like tied to it. Ukavuin, and they're kavu, they're set b'shedrin. Basically, in English, they're connected to this mind stuff. Kavush is usually like something that's captured. It's like,
yeah.
It's encased in it. Like, it's, you have the thing, it's like in the... Embedded is it? I don't know, something like that. Shalom Rashi is going to say later, it's a lashon of, like, a shol shol kaisiv. It's like, it's connected. Rashi says lashon means tied and connected.
Especially
when
you said it was connected?
That's what, yeah, Rashi later said, it's like, it's like tied and connected.
Nice
try. Rashi, yeah.
We translated it wrong. She called shawl, like spoils. When you open the chicken, the spoils of the chicken. The eggs are the spoils to you. Shawl shabesim. It's probably not right.
Rashi's lush that it's like embedded into these eggs are embedded into the shell, into like the ovaries. Oh, so Rashi's clever. I mean, it isn't. What did you eat over here? Ha'ayla, you ate ice and beitzah, those eggs, fa'aydan ma'urin beginning, while they're still embedded and attached into the kidney, into the tissue.
With it,
sorry. You ate it, right. While you ate it, right. Rashi started off saying with it. You ate it while it was still with the kidney. Good. So, and then we said the other case was minah kidney. Also, if you ate the, right, we said the bones, and we said the third case was the kidney, eat the sinews. Right, Rashi says, "Ksavra, obviously the shita holds ain't begidin b'naisin ta. The kidin don't have enough of a flavor that is considered that it's a flavor to it, that you're eating something important and something which has a taste to it that should be considered meat." It's machlokes in Maruchul, and here the shita's go like that: the tissue don't have too much taste. We don't consider it to have taste. Now Rashi says shalal. Rashi says bishta. What's a bishta? Kamay, like for example, just like shalal shal kaifsin.
Well,
It's a French word.
Oh, that's this guy.
Beshta. It's yeah. Old French.
Yeah, old French. What's Beshta?
What?
Beshta?
French.
Beshta. Doesn't understand.
He doesn't know how to translate it.
Yeah. That's old French.
Fine, Beshta. They say what it means, It means tfira, gas, it's sewn. It's sewn very well. It's like a big knot. Kamar, like Rashi is saying, shalol shal kaif. And the Gemara Shabbos says, a shalol shal kaif. The launderers used to shalol, which means they had like a certain knot of the kaif, and they would tie it together. If you get in your socks and they don't want to lose your socks, they would take your sock and they would tie it to your shirt sleeve, right? And they would make this certain knot that was called a shalol shal kaif. It was connected in the way of the launderers, so it was like tied together. That's shalol shal kaif. That's what it says. So now you want to know how to knot, you don't lose your socks.
Bishta can't be Bishita Kher, because you have another Shita for the translation.
It's French. Rashi in French. It's French to me. Bishta. Rashi Shalal. They bring in this fancy word. Goes to Tzvi and says it's a Tfira Gas. It's like a big sewing. Or the Gemara Shabbos also. That's the reason with you that they bring in over here. This Gemara. What you have? I don't have Lazarus. What's saying Lazarus Rashi? Lazarus says, "Birush shalol shal beitzim." Fine, beitzim mufubaris begidim. Just tells me what the case is. That it's the eggs are connected to the tissue. That's a bishta. He says that's a bishta. Yeah.
What does it say,
bishta? Oh, Lazarus says bishta is the case that of our case that the eggs are attached to the ovaries. It says. What beitza? What is it, Beitza?
Shalom Shal Beitzim, and Beitzim Mechubaris Begadin, and it's attached to the connective tissues.
It says Beitza Mechubaris Begadin. It's not Bishop's Fascist French.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, good. So those are the first four cases that were problematic. Or Ambassar Shinutosh Menachai, the four cases that are not problematic, that you still talk. Also, Buster that you, was pulled off in his life. Lahav Nevela, it's not Isra Nevela. We're trying to figure out the Isra Nevela in it. If you pulled a leg off the chicken while it's still running around, while it's still alive, right? While it was still alive, it's Eivah Menachai, it's not Nevela. Still us with the right set to eat it. But just, you don't get this special tumma. Nevela comes with a special tumma when you eat it, when you swallow it. Right? So if you pulled it off when it was alive, fine. But even though it died now, when you pulled it off, it wasn't a Nevela. So it's fine. It doesn't get the halacha of a Nevela. Right? Even though the rest of the animal died now. Good? What do you say, Fred? What?
No, I just said. Never mind.
Tell us.
You said when you pull a chicken off
from a leg off of a chicken that's running around, you said.
Right.
I said then it's not going to run around anymore.
It's not going to run around anymore. Yes, so then it's fine. And then it stopped running around. Then it died. Maybe that's why it died. Pulled the leg off. But at the end, if you pull the leg off first and then you ate it, then it's good. Fine. Those are the first four cases. What were the next cases? Then we said, Mina Eshkol. What are the cases of Eshkol? Maybe Star Hashedra from the buster, from the actual, like the flesh, like the spine, Shabbatim Adukim Shah. That the Beitim are attached over there. I think also the connected over there. Or we said, Shehimcha es hachelev, you heated up the chelev. Hitech es hashumu v'gam'u. If you, it sounds like, what is it?
No.
You melted.
Heated up and melted.
Right, you melted the shum and the fat.
Did you just melt?
No.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. Hebrew also?
Heat,
because it says heat. It's like, it's hitech. Rusty,
it's like chicken smarts.
Yeah, but what's the lotion from?
Tach.
Tach. Tach. Fine. Hitech as a shuman, you. What is it? You heat up?
Melt.
Oh, you melt. Ah, you melt. Very good. You melt the fat, the gum when you drink it. Tummy, your tummy. Now, Uba Arba Reitev, and in the Parak, Arba Reitev, that's the Parak in Chulin, not referring to any type of duck sauce. Arba Reitev. The parak Arba Reitev is Pechula Dab Kuf Chaf. It's the name of the parak. It says Parachina. We ask over there, Veha Achila Ksiva Dei. It says Achila. How can you tell me if you drink your Chayev? The Chayev says Achila. The Pazik always said you have to eat it. Right? Now, most people ask the question that a lot of people here learn to Gemara and Brachas. And the Gemara and Brachas says that whenever we say eat, it doesn't only mean eat, it means eat and drink. So what's Rashi's kasha? It says achila. It only says you're not allowed to eat nevela, right? So
maybe that's for chisser, not for tongue.
No, but all over, even by not by tongue, by the stam. The one brachos talking about stam.
That's we're talking there about brachos or
whatever. Yeah, it's sukkim. But the place says whenever the Torah says achila, it says that whenever the Torah says eating, it means eating and drinking. Okay. It means consumption. It doesn't mean only eating. That's the Gemara says over there. So what's the Gemara's kasha here? What's the word rashing? Why are you chai when you drink it? The pasuk only says you chai if you eat it. So, Tezis over there says that it wasn't my question. Someone asked me this question, and I looked in the Gemara over there. Tezis asked this question over there. He asked me this Gemara, and he says, Nachas. He says the answer is because what he said. What's Tezis Tarets?
Rabbi Chulin.
What's that? Tell you a second. They made that a square also. So we have a rule. Whenever it says drinking is a part of eating. Whenever the Torah says eating, it says consumption. Sometimes it says that that's only by something which was made to drink. If you have wine or oil that you drank it, that was usher. So even though the Torah says eat, when we say you're not allowed to eat things, it also means drink. However, let's say you took something which is usually made to eat, and you drank it. That's the Gemara's question. How do we know you took something which is usually supposed to be eating? You're supposed to eat the fat, and you drank it. How do you know you're chai? That's the Gemara's question. If the normal way of consumption is to drink it, so whenever the Torah says eating, it means eat if you eat food, if it's drink, to drink it. It means the normal way of consumption. However, we're here, you're not, the fats you're supposed to eat, and you drink the fats. So we're saying, how do you know that you're chai? So let's say you get Vahara, right? The Berg, or right? The Chulon Dakuf Chalam and Al, Parchina, we ask, Vaha Achila Ksiva Bey. The Torah says you're only chai for eating the veil if you eat it. Rav Shlakish says the following: Ha nefesh, when the Torah is talking, speaking in the nevela, the nevela which was tameh, it says over there ha nefesh, ha echelas, the nefesh eats it, right? So the first possible way Rashi is bringing down is referring to the nevela that's tameh. So hachok siv here also, where's here? See, what's this Rashi here and there? What's here and there? Svi epshan this Rashi. What's Rashi telling me over here? Ha nefesh is the rabbis as Hashem. So when it says the word ha nefesh, it's to include the one who drinks it. Vahacha over here, I don't know where is over here. Over here, k'siv vin nefesh asher toich nevela. What's Rashi saying? How do you tell me this?
The Zion and the Chet over there are telling us, no?
Go to where they're telling you.
The one is in Ephraim. One's in Ba'ikra and the other one's in Aparmot.
Rabbi Shavili also in.
He's saying that for nefesh.
Yeah.
Not only yeast.
Correct. The Rashi.
So therefore, hakakativ, because when it's written this way, benefesh asher tokal, nefesh includes also not only tokal but also.
Fine, but Rashi repeated it. So why Rashi said Amr Bishim? What's Rashi Lakish? Amr Bishim and Lakish. Ha nefesh lo abshel shayse. And v'hachan over here it says, what's the first thing you say? So the Gemara really is like this. The first ha nefesh is going on in the veil that's tummy. The Gemara really starts off from talking about in the veil that's tummy. Ha nefesh is referring to the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin Chafei. That's referring to the one that's tummy. So it's over there when it says the extra word ha nefesh ha oichel is the nefesh that eats it. That's including one who drinks it. V'hachan is over here. Over here, by the veil which is tahar, Ksiv, it's written v'nefesh. I mean, there's two different psukim.
Right,
the first ha-nefesh is referring to the positive of a nevela, which is tamei. And then v'hacha over here is meaning, here in our topic of a tar, nevela, which is tar, ksiv v'nefesh shetecha. Nevela. When nevela is a tar, and mesukah b'tarzka, we establish a tarzka hanim that the second positive that we brought down of v'nefesh is referring to a nevela of a pure one. Even though it doesn't speak it out explicitly, that's the Gemara, the Taurus Kehana, the Medrash Vayikra understands that's this pasuk. So we're saying the word hanafesh. Why do you say hanafesh ha'ichal? The soul that eats it. Just say the one who eats it. Why do you say the hanafesh? This means if your nefesh ate it, or even if your nefesh drank it, as long as your nefesh consumed it, you're going to be chai. Good. So we learn from the word hanafesh, even if you drink it. It's good. Everybody's happy now, Rashi. Mitukam b'tar, meaning it was established in Taras Kehanim, b'taras Kohanim. In Taras Kehanim, in Vayikra, in the Medrash Vayikra, we established that the second pasuk of the nefesh is referring to the veil of tar. Even though the pasuk didn't speak it out explicitly, that's referring to a pure bird. In Taras Kehanim, we understand that that's the pasuk. So the nefesh over there will help us know that by a pure bird, you're also chayef for drinking, because it says nefesh ha'ichalas, the soul that eats. Not only if you eat it, even if your soul consumes it, which means you drank it also, there you'll also be chai. Fine. So far we're trying to understand, get this first base. This is that braisa. So now what does braisa have to do with us? Someone eating the vela, what does it do with eggs? Someone eating the vela and eggs and things. What does it do to our Rav Yaakov? It continues the Gemara. And it says, Man tano min hashalosh shel beitzim. Nine lines down. Five words in the end. Man tano min hashalosh shel beitzim. Who is the tano? Yeah?
Tar.
Yeah, shel beitzim tar. Man tano, who's the one that says, min hashalosh shel beitzim tar? Who is the tano that says, when you eat the eggs in the ovaries, you're still pure? Who is that? Right, who says that? Now, if you ate the eggs in the ovaries, you're still pure. What does that mean? That they do not have the halacha of
Buster.
Correct? If we tell you you're still pure, right, Ben? If you eat it, if you're still pure when you eat it, it must be, it's not me. So who is this Tana? Amar of Yisrael comes right away and says, I don't know who it is, but the like Reb Akiva, the like Reb Yaakov. Says, it's for sure not Reb Yaakov that we just mentioned earlier. The Iker Reb Yaakov, if it's Reb Yaakov, Ha Amar, he says, Im Hayu Ma'ar Spikitin, he said, if they are embedded in thee and connected to the sinews, Asturus, it's usher to eat these eggs with milk. So why is it usher to eat it with milk? Must be. Why is it usher to eat these eggs with milk? Ben, why is it usher to eat these eggs with milk? Because it must be buster. What is this price to hold? If you eat it, you don't become tummy. Means?
It's not buster.
Right? Good. So it can't be Rabbi Yaakov. Because how can you tell me over here, when you eat this thing, you're still pure? According to Rabbi Yaakov, it's basr. So you should shvit them. So it must be it's not Rabbi Yaakov. Comes it by, he says it's not true. It could still be Rabbi Yaakov. You don't can't say it's not Rabbi Yaakov. Amar le Abaye mimai. From what? Meaning, from what is what's making you say such a thing? Dilma maybe. Ad kan le kamar Rabbi Yaakov hasam. Which means, until now Rabbi Yaakov didn't say his rule, only over there. Meaning, the only time Rabbi Yaakov said this rule that we give it the halachic ruling of meat, that is in Nisura. That is when it comes to make it usher to eat it with milk. Rashi explains, and that's only on the Rabbanan level. Avla inyan tumulai, but not la inyan tumul. Which means what? There's a very big difference between eating this egg with milk and becoming tummy for eating these eggs in the ovaries. What's the difference? Really, Rabbi Yaakov holds with the under the raisa level. What does he hold? Really, under the raisa level. What's the halach of these eggs? Are they meat or not on the raisa level?
No.
But not. On the raisa level, they're not. Bigger than the barbs, that they're eggs, right? Aye, so why didn't he let you eat them with? Why didn't he let you eat them with luck? It's a gzera. It's a drabana. It's a dindrabana. It's a dindrabana. Since they're very similar to the other eggs in an earlier stage, it's us also. I mean, we're afraid you're going to confuse this egg in this stage that just finished the yellow, unless they have more premature egg, right? What's Allah have a more premature egg nest, even according to Rabbi Yaakov? It'll be busted. Right, if it didn't get to the yellow stage, if the yellow is not complete yet, then it's going to be busted. So we're afraid you're going to confuse this egg in this stage with the egg in an earlier stage. So we don't want you eating this with milk, because Xerodermon, I mean, really, once you hit this stage, Rabbi Yaakov agrees it's really not busted anymore. Correct? Once all the yellow is completed, it's not busted. Right? So what's the problem? So why can't you eat it with milk? It's an Xerodrabana. It's us only on the Drabana level. Because we're afraid you're going to confuse a more premature, a smaller egg, and eat that with milk also. Therefore, we tell you any premature eggs you cannot eat with milk. Is that good, Fred? What do you say, Rabbi Ram? Sounds good? Fine. But, La'inya Tumah, if you ask me halachically with the raisa, are these things considered meat? No, they're not considered part of the meat. And therefore, you're not chai for eating the veil, so you do not become, and therefore, you do not become tummy. Kazumar asks a simple question. You should make exer for tumma also. Why don't you make exer for tumma? Why?
Because it would be either
zero
to
zero,
or it's...
Not
because
zero.
You don't want to increase
because
it has zero tumma.
What's
the lesson?
Right. Oh, what do we? Chana, why say
zera?
Right.
Tires we have.
Oh, tires. Chana, why say zera? Zera.
It sounds like
zera.
What?
Why is it zera? Zera.
That's both. It's meat. Both changes. Just like it's meat here, it doesn't just have meat. Both should be considered meat there.
No, but when I say it should make zera because it's by money.
Like zera.
What?
There.
It's one zero.
It's one zero.
Like you said here, like the close to the other. Yeah, good. Fine. So, let's do the Gemara. If you're going to say, maybe regarding Hilchos Tumah also, Nigzer, make a zero also, that you're going to confuse the eggs, right? If you're going to tell me you eat this egg in this stage, you're still pure. I would think also if you eat an egg a little smaller, you're still pure. The same way with Bas of a Chalav, you made Xeris, I don't get confused between the eggs, the premature eggs, right? You told me you can't eat any of them with milk. See here also, all these premature eggs should make you tummy. Why? Because it's Xeris. Even though this egg itself is really tar, but you're going to confuse it with a more premature egg. Fred, is that how you answer Gwar's question? Fine. So my answer is, Afushe Tumo. We're adding on, we're increasing Tumo. Because by making you tummy, even though you're not really tummy, giving you the halachic status of tummy for you, the person who ate the nevela, now all the taharas you touch become tummy. So any we're increasing tummy because anything you touch becomes tummy. Vafuje tummy with the rabbanu alone fashinan. And to increase it, to add tummy from the rabbanu, we don't add. We don't want to add too many tummas. Right? We don't want to increase the amount of tummas the rabbanu made on a rabbanu level. Therefore, we don't want to make exer rabbanu. Therefore, if a person eats this egg that already has all the yellows completed, and the rice that's considered an egg as its own entity, so therefore you're not chayv if you eat it for eating the vela. I make exera. I don't want to make exera. But making exera on tumah, I end up increasing the amount of taharas that I ruin. Because every time this person touches it, it makes it tummy. Let's see Rashi. Man tana min hashalosh shel beitzim tahar. 10 lines up from where it gets wide. Man tanim and hashal shabetim tar. Who is the tan? Because amo we see. Lav baser. If you eat these eggs with the ovaries, we said you're tar. We see from there that means it's not really considered meat. And that's the like Rabbi Yaakov. It's not like Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov wanted to say it is considered meat. You can't have it with milk. Gemara wanted to answer. That's what the Gemara wanted to start off. That's what Rabbi Yosef wanted to say. Comes to Bai and says it's not so simple. Maybe we only said this rule Ela in Yini Sura. Look, what does Rashi say? The Abba has a lot of Basar Ninu, even though it's really not Basar. And that's what wouldn't make you tummy. It's really not Basar. Asr Lam with the Rabbana made it Asr. Why? Hail Kraven Lihi Yis Basar. Since they are close to being or becoming Basar, they are very close to the stage of the eggs that are more premature and they're still Basar. The ikal makes them shabbos v'chal. They want to make it there because shabbos v'chal. Aval and yitoma. But regarding the toma, like the la baser lo tamu, it's not baser. They're not meat that they should make you tummy for eating it. It's not considered meat. Aval chitemul and yitoma nami nigzer. Maybe for toma also you should make gzera because you might confuse these eggs with more premature eggs. So let's move to the rabbanan. Should make you tummy at least on a rabbanan level. Just like the gazrina, we made it clear. It's true, just like by the basa v'chol, we don't let you eat it. So where I said afuje tumu, we're adding on to tumu. What does it mean? We're adding on to tumu. The ika hefsid taharis, because there is a hefsid in the tahara, which means if we make you more tummy, now every time you touch taharis, it makes us lose more pure kachim and different things, the truma that you can't eat it anymore. We don't add on too many tumas. Come to Rashi, what do you mean? Of course, the Rabbanan makes zeros on tumas. What does that mean? You sound like you don't like to make tumas the Rabbanan. Of course, you make tumas the Rabbanan. Rashi says, the afal pisher nixru with tumas mukavis harbe. Even of course, we make zeros of a lot of tumas on the Rabbanan alone. It says, lekel meimar hacha. He said, the Gemara means to say, lekel meimar hacha nami nix. Lekel meimar, you can't say hacha nami nixru, for here also make zero. So, nigla, it's not good for us to lift shoot the tumas to make too many, increase the tumas. So Ritva says, so you tell me some cases you make tumah, some cases you don't make tumah. So how do you pick and choose? You tell me, you don't want to make too many cases that are tumah. The Rabbanan don't want to choose too many cases that are tumah. Correct? That's the worst thing? We don't want to make too many cases that are tumah.
But there are lots of places that they make a tumah.
They do make tumah. So why? Right, so why over here is it different? So which case, how do you pick and choose? So why over here don't you make a tumah? How did the Rabbanan figure it out? So the Ritva explains, right? She says, cases that are more common, we would make first before cases that are less common. Which means, it's other tumas are much more common because they're tumas of a magu b'masa. If you carry it or you touch it, you already become tummy. Right? So therefore, it's necessary if they want to make zeir, they feel more, they would rather make the zeirs over there over a case where you only tummy with base tabliya. It's common, it's not as common. So in this case, you're only tummy. How do you become tummy over here? Only if you swallow it and it becomes tummy in your throat, that's when you become tummy. So it's not as common. So we'd rather make xeris in the more common cases than the less common. We don't want to make too many xeris. So then we'd rather make xeris in the cases that are more, that are more common. Fine, shkaya.
What?
Yeah, fine, shkaya. Yeah.
There's no way there's a kapetza of these kinds of issues.
There's no, it's, why can't you be eating it with them?
It's not kapetza. I'm saying the kabeza of the bus is not going to be called the tummy in order to be tummy.
Why not? Unless you eat two or three. There's more than one egg in the ovaries. It's three eggs.
No, we're not talking about those eggs. We're talking about
you say it's not going to be a shiri. It can't be kabeza because it is not fully developed yet. So it's not going to be kabeza. You eat two bases to make a kabeza. Let's eat two.
No, I'm saying we're talking about connective tissues. But connective tissues are not connecting to the ovaries. They're connecting to the egg that is the chicken that is pregnant.
Okay.
Think of it like a tube. And it's coming down slowly.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about something else. We're talking about the connective tissues.
Connective tissues.
Yeah. So
the connective tissues are connected to the tube.
Yes.
With the egg inside.
Yes. So there's no way.